with SRN News, I'm John Scott. U.S. job openings dipped in November, but demand for workers remains high. Jennifer King has more.
Employers posted 8.8 million job vacancies in November, down from 8.9 million in October, according to Wednesday's government report. Openings were up in construction and retail, but fell in transportation, warehousing, hospitality, and federal jobs. The number of people quitting, generally seen as a sign of worker confidence, also fell, now roughly back to where it stood before the pandemic. The Labor Department's job openings and labor turnover summary reinforces other evidence that while the job market is slowing from the record 12 million jobs posted in March of 2022, it remains solidly above pre-pandemic numbers, with layoffs at low levels. Jennifer King, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the U.S. national debt has now surpassed $34 trillion for the first time. Correspondent Bob Agnew with that report.
The Treasury Department says the total debt outstanding hit $34.001 trillion last Friday. The latest milestone comes just months after debt surpassed $33 trillion for the first time, and as lawmakers return to Washington soon, preparing to lock horns over a number of spending bills in hopes of avoiding a deadlock and a government shutdown at the end of the month. Bob Agnew reporting.
U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson is leading about 60 fellow Republicans in Congress on a visit to the Mexican border. Their trip to Eagle Pass, Texas, will come as they're demanding hardline immigration policies in exchange for backing President Biden's emergency wartime funding request for Ukraine. Illegal crossings into the United States topping 10,000 on several days last month. The Dow is down 214 points, the Nasdaq losing 144. This is SRN News. Have you made any New Year's resolutions?
According to a CBS YouGov poll, roughly 60% of Americans who are making resolutions say one of the things they want to do in 2024 is increase their engagement in religious activities of various sorts. Attending worship services and praying are the two most likely resolutions. However, the poll also reveals that people who want to go to church and pray more are mostly the folks who are already doing those things now. Only about one-third of Americans make any resolutions at all. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Preparations underway for the annual March for Life in Washington, D.C. This year, the event will take place on January the 19th, beginning with the downtown rally and then the march to Capitol Hill. The march continues even after the repeal of Roe v. Wade because organizers want to influence the decisions being made about abortion on the state level. This is SRN News. Accusations of plagiarism have ruined the careers of academics and undergraduates alike. The latest target, Harvard President Claudine Gay, who resigned Tuesday. Physics student Yul Zimmerman says he's glad that Gay has resigned after backlash over her testimony about anti-Semitism at Harvard and other renewed questions about plagiarism.
I think she just did too many things wrong, especially with her testimony in Congress. I think that was just, you know, the kind of final tipping point that should have led to removal immediately.
Reviews by Harvard found multiple shortcomings in Gay's academic citations, including several instances of duplicative language. While the university concluded the errors were not considered intentional or reckless, the allegations continued and new ones came to light as recently as Monday. More details at SRNnews.com.